Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your friend, Akhenaton, who journeys to your gathering this day. Elevate your consciousness. Come into the radiance of your temple and the greater symmetry of your gathering, as many guides and teachers await your presence. Bring this to your awareness and to deepen your consciousness. We sense the light about us. We experience it as held within our own consciousness. Neither external nor internalized. We experience it simply as is. There is a point of difference. Come into perception to this light, the light that is. The mind loosens its hold as your consciousness returns, so to speak, to its origin, and the light that is. Brings into your awareness a beautiful, beautiful warmth. And a memory of peace held deeply within. And the light that is becomes then an embrace, so then we elevate our consciousness. And those whom are with us journey likewise. For those whom are your guides and teachers, they are ever near. For they bring balance, let us say, to the human awareness. These words are but a trigger. Come into the experience. Come into the light that is. The embrace that is yours. The memory of peace. And all such things that bring contentment to the human self. You stretch outward, and we are in elevation. And those whom love and adore you in spirit find their way to you, for the light that is enables their transportation, let us say. Words are inaccurate. Gently, very gently, there is a willingness within that surfaces. A desire to release. A necessity to let go. To fall into the light that is, and the love of those whom support you, and more than this, to let go from the human perception. All that is contrary to this deepest peace, a desire to relinquish, to set aside. The vast effort of will used to walk upon your earth as one in human form, the enormous energies expended, so to speak, in meeting life's challenges time and again. And more than this, the unspoken and often unrecognizable feet of will. In accepting the illusion of separation, for such things do the human consciousness strive to uphold. Transcend. I speak of such things to confirm to you. You in your human form of the enormity of your undertaking and how this impacts, so to speak, upon the human spirit and you as the human face of your soul. And although much is spoken, of spiritual pathways, the unique and astonishing opportunities that physicality brings, the treasure of experience and veiled existence. Nonetheless, this takes a strength of will a powerful focus and the most exquisite let us say unconditional commitment come into the resonance of this for the human heart knows of these things and the light that is holds into itself. All that is of your humanness. My arrival this day is to simply bring an acknowledgement in gratitude to say to you, look what you have done and continue to do. I cannot impress upon you enough the depth of your undertaking. The beauty of your willingness to find yourself once more in human countenance. You are stronger than you know. And the depth of your decision shows an wisdom and though there is great opportunity within the uniqueness of physical existence, it uniquely also offers that which brings such potential for all manner of things that can bring that which is the opposite to peace and love. So that the heart may be burdened and the light diminished. And though you understand, it is illusion. Most do not. And even you, in your spiritual wisdom, we're not always so. See what you have claimed. What you agreed to. So then you are loved, and loved unendingly, for the imprint of you in your human form is always with us. Though the human form is simply a garment, and the human mind and thoughts likewise, still there is an imprint. It remains. Come into the resonance of this. I come as one whom has experienced much upon your world. So then I understand this willingness. And how it is arrived at. And those whom come into humanness with the desire to serve, they understand the significance and the necessity for the imprint of them that is left to remain, do you see? For one need not incarnate time and again. In order to uplift and serve, unless one chooses to do so. For the imprint remains, within the light that is. So that the light of it that you bring into your world finds its residence, so to speak. Words are insufficient, for the imprint of you enables all that is subsequent, seemingly. To come into upliftment. It is as if a spiritual tuning fork has been left behind by you, so that the resonance continues on, attuning all in its path. We have spoken often of legacy within the context of your temple and the good work that you do and shall do. These things are of spiritual understanding. Created for the construct of your world, and has its place and importance, but the greater legacy is the self. The self that remains within the light that is. Within your dimension, these words are abstract, I know, but the embrace of the many and the light within your consciousness brings a powerful energy. Though this is not an accurate word, but I have no other. Feel how much is pouring into you. How the temperature of your consciousness rises. How there is an astounding fullness forming within you. As if you could burst. You are upheld. You are upheld. And though these words come slowly, when you experience the wisdom of them, and share amongst yourselves, a gentle understanding will come. And with it a greater peace. We are all an imprint in one form or another. It is what remains of us particularly within the fabric of time and space, but all of creation experiences this, the imprint of self. For the idea of us changes, does it not? And we move beyond where we have arrived from, but part of us never leaves. Every destination our consciousness visits. Do you see? I am an imprint of Akhenaten. For although I live on in memory, in the human world. There is a resonance of me. That is still very much alive. We build upon each other. This is simply said, yet so true. We build upon each other. And are like stepping stones. That we leave behind of ourselves. You understand that you do not move in isolation, this you know. But long before you, there is a continuum of souls in human form. And you are as you are, and your world is as it is, because of this. And I speak not of space and time, nor history, but energetic placement, the imprint of all that has gone before and shall come again. The illusion changes because we change it, and each time we dive deeply into it, it is different again. For we build upon each other. Well, it is the experience rather than my words. And what a strength of will you have. To come again. And I am Akhenaton. Adonai.